proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session relating to Jewish life and practice. Jewish people worship in what they call a shul, which is a Yiddish word that actually meant school. The equivalent for that is the term synagogue. The word synagogue derived from two Greek terms signifying gathering together. The Hebrew equivalent of that word was Bet Knesset. Those words literally meant house of assembly. Conservative and Reform Jews might refer to their synagogues as temples. After the destruction of the first temple in Jerusalem in AD 70, a synagogue became known as a chief site for Jews to assemble in a community. According to Jewish tradition, a group known collectively as the Bet Din, or House of Judgment, the Bet Din standardized Jewish prayers. Rabbi Johanan ben Zakkai, who lived in the first century AD, promoted the notion that each Jewish community needed to establish a central location for its corporate worship. Jewish people construct synagogues with the congregation customarily facing in the direction of Jerusalem. In the front of the building, a cabinet covered by a curtain, called the Aron HaKodesh, or the Holy Ark, exists. This structure contains scrolls of the Old Testament text. A synagogue's worship leader will call people from the congregation to ascend an elevated platform known as a bima, or high place. He does this in order for them to read designated portions from those Torah scrolls. Orthodox Jewish synagogues might also have a mechitza, or a partition, usually a curtain dividing the women and children from the men. Synagogue worship follows prescribed liturgies for specific days. These are contained in a siddur, or book of prayers. The service begins with the congregation reciting Hebrew poetry concerning God's attributes. After that, the attendees thank God for the various blessings He has bestowed upon them, beginning their pronunciation with these words, quote, "Blessed art thou, O Lord God, King of the universe," unquote. Reciting the Jewish affirmation of faith, known as the Shema, constitutes one of the main elements of synagogue worship. The Shema, taken from the 6th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, declared, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one," unquote. Observant Jews recite the Shema every morning and every evening. The main portion of synagogue worship services involve publicly reciting designated passages from the Old Testament. Before such readings take place, the worship leader conducts a group in a processional. This involves removing a Torah scroll from the Aron HaKodesh, the cabinet in the front of the synagogue. He then has it paraded around the synagogue before being brought to the bima. The worship leader calls congregants to the bima to read verses from the scroll, a practice referred to as aliyah, or ascending. After Saturday morning services conclude, many synagogues hold a celebration known as Onik Shabbat, or the pleasure of Sabbath. Jews derive this expression from verses found in Isaiah chapter 58. God exhorted them in that section, quote, "If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord." By worshiping in synagogues, Jewish people reflect that God is the supreme ruler in their lives. They take time to worship God, as is their expectation. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another session relating to Jewish life and practice.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.